You're now listening to Sound Talent Media. Check out more shows at soundtalentmedia.com.
Chinese show.
The China show.
China show.
Bull in a China shop. Chinese, the state of Taiwan.
State of Hong Kong.
State of Hong Kong.
No Wuhan flu. Never heard of it.
No bioweapon. No puppet. No bioweapon. No Delta.
They don't call the Delta the Indian flu. That's important to people now. You know, how misguided are people with their idea of what's racist and what's not?
People are fucked.
So stupid.
Delta variant.
Welcome, everybody. This is Worst Possible Timeline.
Worst possible fuck shit.
I'm Patrick, and we're going to be talking Delta variant for 2 hours today.
Delta. Don't fly Delta. Don't drink Corona Brewing Company. Don't eat Chinese food. Don't
marry a Chinese man.
Don't leave your house. Don't simp to the state of China like John Cena.
Do that.
Oh yeah, you want to do that. You want to make sure you do that.
You want to wear several dozen masks.
You want to wear at least 8 masks. You want to eat Chinese. You want to eat the pizza from Whole Foods. What else? I'm reading from Jordan Peterson's 12 Rules for Life.
You want to buy a AOC bobblehead?
Yeah, AOC bobblehead that you can shove in your ass.
You want to put it on your IKEA desk where you do your project manager for a company it's a real estate brokerage that started by 2 guys in Portland, and every time you go to work, which just amounts to you walking down your hallway in your own apartment, you think about putting a gun in your mouth, and instead you go on Twitter and you thank Dr. Fauci personally, and then you fight with Matt Taibbi for the entire day.
And then you watch In the Heights.
Eric, what do you think of somebody that has tweeted at a journalist even once in their entire life?
It's a low life form. You're an amoeba. You're an amoeba to me. You're a single-celled organism. You're the microbial waste that grows underneath the highway.
Hold on. We're actually going to take a look right now.
Where are we going to look? What are we going to do?
We're going to look at people that are wasting their lives.
Oh.
Tweeting at high-profile-ish strangers, like the people that post like burn in hell, Glenn Greenwald.
I don't know, man. I feel like it's kind of gauche to go on to. I feel like Twitter's over. I feel like we might have to reformat again.
Ooh, Franco and his co-defendants will pay $2.2 million to settle a lawsuit alleging he intimidated acting students into gratuitous and exploitative sexual situations.
James Franco, you mean James Epstein Franco.
James Cosby.
James Cosby.
Ooh, Cosby's out there. We got to talk about him.
Cosby's out there. He could be anywhere, folks. He could be right behind you. Watch out!
Allison Mack in the news. Wow, this is a big...
There's a lot of Me Too going on. With the drinks and the rape and drugs, you put it in the drink. You make the woman all sleepy, and then you put it... You just rape the women.
What about this... this unexpected explosion in Los Angeles right now.
It's lit.
More than 5,000 pounds of illegal fireworks seized from a home in South L.A.
Yo, I love Los Angeles.
I love it, too.
How happy are you to be back?
5,000 pounds. Oh, yo, I'm so happy to be back.
I know, right? How much a better mood are you in now that you're back in the greatest place in the world?
Which is weird, because it's just GTA out here. Like, things like fireworks going off and people... like, I mean, it's a stupid place.
You were watching me play GTA 5, but really, it was just Los Angeles Simulator.
Yes.
Because this is what really goes on out here. It's very silly. It's a very silly place. I fucking love it.
Hold on. I want to see people that are actively mad at, what's his name? Brett Weinstein.
Some guy showed me his gun yesterday. And then I saw him today getting arrested. I said, free my man.
You know what? He didn't have to show you his gun.
No, he didn't. He was cool. I was happy to see it.
I just, tell what kind of gun he was rocking, because this is the weirdest part. It's like he thinks it's Miami in the 80s.
I was walking home from the movies last night, walking down Hollywood Boulevard, and I turned down a side street heading to our place, and some guy goes, yo, bro. He's sitting in a car, and I take off my headphones. I go, what's up, man? He goes, yo, my dude's got the biggest Uzi. And there in his lap was a big old Uzi, and I went, oh. Okay, and I walked really fast away from his car. I don't know why. He was just trying to be my friend. It's not, guns are fucking cool.
God, look at these people. Well, guns are cool.
Who are they on it? Brett Weinstein?
I just want to zero in on this type of person. That, because this is called Worst Possible Timeline, we should be on a timeline.
That's right. Yeah, we're doing the thing that the podcast is named for.
Yeah.
It's really just the Pat and Eric show.
Yeah, right. But I thought about it, because every once in a while on my timeline, I will see people that I have a connection to, like that I know as friends of friends or whatever, who are yelling at journalists or public intellectuals. And I know I've said this before, but I think that once you do that, you have to physically kill yourself.
Yeah.
You have to leave this world.
You gotta put yourself in a vehicle with 5,000 tons of fireworks and lit that shit up.
Oh, let's see. Hold on.
You gotta watch In the Heights by yourself while you hang yourself from the rafters.
That's exactly right.
Washington Heights.
Oh God, what's his name? What's my man's name?
Lin-Manuel. Lin-Manuel Epstein Franco.
Oh, Cosby. Is he next?
Weinstein.
Is he next?
Oh, most certainly. What are his crimes?
Yeah.
What are his crimes?
You know what?
Where is his struggle session? He had a struggle session on Twitter because there wasn't enough Afro-Latinos in his movie.
Yes.
Or something. Kill him. Go to jail. Put him in jail. Put him in the jails that we also want to abolish.
Who's going to take him there?
Us.
The police that we want to abolish?
The community!
Hold on. Let's see. You know what? So I'm looking at people because the fury has died down. So now I'm just looking at people say, hey, I really love the Heights.
What about the furries?
Hold on. We might have a couple furry listeners.
That's cool.
Let's see.
People like the Heights now?
Yeah.
The
like
Lin-Manuel simps?
You know.
They're sucking on his feet?
So I saw somebody getting, I guess, canceled, whatever, yesterday, and I went to click. I clicked on maybe 30 of the people that were coming after them just to see, hey, what's going on in this person's life, right? They all had like 100 to 300 followers, and actually some had less, and they were, I mean, look, a lot of stereotypes about what was in their bios, but like they were all like desperately unhappy people, like profoundly unhappy people.
Who's happy, though?
I'm pretty fucking lit, man.
You're miserable.
No, I'm lit.
You're a miserable shit.
Yeah, see, people really like In the Heights in the tweets.
Washington Heights.
Oh, wow.
That's where I lost
MSNBC
my virginity.
MSNBC host scolds angry white man Bill Maher over Lin-Manuel Miranda criticism. Stay in your lane, Bill Maher.
That is his lane.
Yeah.
Isn't that literally his lane?
He's a cultural critic, I would think.
Yes, this is exactly his lane. I lost my virginity in Washington Heights.
To Lin-Manuel.
Exactly.
What if that was your little secret?
That
for 3 years you lived as a gay man and your partner was Lin-Manuel.
In Washington Heights.
In Washington Heights. Oh, do you think you're allowed to speak African-American vernacular English just because you've been someplace?
Yes.
Just because you made love to a woman in Washington. Jesus, is this a real photo of this fucking guy?
I think so.
I hate Lin-Manuel, man. Get soy, this fucking soy, loser out of my face.
Soy face.
Holy fuck.
Yo, Hamilton sounds like the worst shit ever made. Can we agree on that?
You know what? I haven't been fair to it. I don't even know. Do they rap or is it singing? Is it rapping?
It's rapping. Oh, Jesus. I think it's like Schoolhouse Rock. It's like history. What's up with that?
History.
Ben Franklin, bro. It's
everything that came before.
Right.
In class, you thought it was a bore.
Yeah, that's it. That's what it is. People paid thousands of dollars to see that fuck shit. Holy shit. I can't imagine sitting through any of the things he's made.
What about you and I should watch In the Heights.
I tried to like a half hour ago and like the video doesn't work. We can only listen to it.
No, that's
it's an audiobook.
No. That's because your eyes are too white.
Oh, is that?
Yeah, you're barred from seeing it. It's frequencies only Afro Latinas can pick up.
That's, you know what?
Oh, so fair. In the Heights is a musical where people are dancing in the water and shit. Fuck, man. And I love musicals. I really do.
Really?
I do.
I got no strong feeling one way or the other.
Oh, I love American musical theater.
Yeah? You're a Tony's guy?
Yeah. I can do any of the classics. What do you want me to do?
Oklahoma.
The farmer and the cowman should be friends. The farmer and the cowman should be friends. One man likes to pull a plow, the other likes to rope a cow, but there's no reason that they can't be friends.
Is that really a song in that show?
Oh, yeah.
Jeez.
Territory folks should stick together. Territory folks should all be pals. Farmers dance with the ranchers' daughters. Ranchers dance with the farmers' gals.
The white man's on top. The white man stays on top.
Yeah, well, that's the reprise. they end with that.
Right. I mean, this is just a reflection of the times, right?
Yeah. Well, it's just there's a huge number at the end that's just slave state.
Folks, it was a different time, okay? You have to accept bad things because they came in a time that was before now.
Yeah, everybody get it right.
Everybody get it right.
So listen, this is interesting. I'm looking at all this In the Heights commentary, and it's all positive because the negative shit just is around for 2 days, and then it's all positive.
Yeah, no one gives a shit.
You know,
no one has the attention span of the hater has gotten so.
It really has.
Yeah, it's frayed, man. People, I think the Cosby thing's over. Cosby got out of jail earlier today. Everyone was mad, and I think it's done now.
He's not trending anymore.
I don't think anyone cares anymore. It took 6 hours. No one gives a shit.
Allison Mack and Bill Cosby both out of the frame within hours, and now James Franco is dominating our news cycle.
And he'll be gone in 3 hours. He'll be done. No one will care anymore. Move on. Next thing. Who else is bad? Throw him in the garbage. Okay, next thing. Who is it now? Was it Michael J. Fox? He made an off-color joke at the Oscars in 1994. Get him out!
Get him out!
Who's next? All right, we need to know.
He tried to use an acting school to get pussy, which, by the way, is the only reason acting schools exist at all.
Also, wasn't Seth Rogen involved with that?
By the way, Seth Rogen, you're guilty as fuck. I'm naming you number one rapist.
Do you think Seth Rogen paces around his house all day waiting for it to happen?
Yes. 100%. Seth Rogen wakes up in the middle of the night thinking about the women that he's paid off, but knowing that the NDA doesn't mean anything because they're all borderline personality and they're going to fucking lash out eventually. 100%. I know he does.
That's everyone in Hollywood, right?
That's everyone in Hollywood. Everyone in Hollywood has been with a drug addict with borderline personality disorder, and they wake up sweating in the middle of the night, if not screaming.
Anyway, folks. Come on, man. Come on. James Franco. He was Harry Osborne. Come on, man.
God, we got it. Why are we fucking Britney Spears so badly?
Come on, man. Britney. She had a lot of hits back in the day.
Come on, man.
Come on, man. Come on, man. Let her free.
James Franco likes to kiss on women's necks. I'm no different.
That's a good point. Biden probably funded that school. Right? I'm looking at you, looking at a gif of a dancing raccoon.
Yeah, I don't understand what's happening.
I like it.
It's the only thing on Twitter I've seen today that I like. Oh, hold on. Hold on. Let's read this brave tweet. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Fuck Donald Rumsfeld. Fuck Bill Cosby.
Whoa.
Fuck James Franco.
Whoa.
Fuck Kevin Spacey. Yo, why Kevin's are we dragging Kevin in? Yeah, what did Kevin do today?
Did Kevin have a moment today?
Fuck the judge who ruled against Britney Spears. What a shitty day.
Hang on with the Britney Spears thing. Let's be maybe semi-serious for a moment. Do we know that for sure that she's like not a danger to herself?
We don't. I actually, those are the questions that I have. Okay, so here's my understanding of things. I'm surprised that a judge upheld it because conservationship is for people who are mentally impaired.
Yeah.
Not people who are potentially mentally ill or erratic, but we're talking about like people who can't care for themselves. So the burden of proof has to be incredibly high. Otherwise we could all just do this to like any grandma that we just want to take her money. You know what I mean? So I really don't understand how they keep, like, what evidence are they providing that she is a danger? I really don't know.
I don't know. I mean, I remember like 14 years ago, she smashed up a car. That's all, but that's it. I mean, I haven't heard about anything since. I don't know. Does she have issues? You know, is she BPD? I don't think that's enough to make someone else conservator of you.
Oh, this strong woman who's always unlearning and learning, waxing on about the chiarchy. Wow, she's still using the term chiarchy.
Chiarchy. I forgot about that.
In which we all live and things could be way better.
Is that where it's all the things that
are bad?
Yeah,
it's all the bad things.
That are on top of you?
It's all the bad things.
And they're bad because they're on top of you?
They're all bad. But she is at least strong enough to implicate Seth Rogen. Good for you.
Good for you, nobody.
Always, Asta.
Woo! It's a big day, man.
People are roping Amber Heard in because she was fucking James Franco.
Wait, what? But Amber Heard was like confirmed a liar.
Yeah, but she was fucking James Franco.
So?
People just like to throw that in.
As in what? That she's bad or good? Bad?
Well, people are very down on her because, as you pointed out, she really is very blatantly lied and then also has been, okay.
Lied on my man, John Depp.
Let me ask you a question.
Go.
Do you think if somebody isolated 10 seconds of your worst moment that they could make you look bad?
I'm trying to think what my worst moment was.
Have you ever like gotten in a fight with a girlfriend and been like, you are a miserable cow?
No, I don't think so.
You should. Here's a gun. I want you to blow your brains out. Have you ever said that?
No.
Have you ever said anything where you could potentially, like, I just wonder about this because I think I told you, a friend of mine that works in security says that we are literally all going to start filming each other at all times. But what that means is that you could cut any 2 seconds of somebody's life and create a scenario where they look terrible. Am I wrong?
I mean, not any 2 seconds of someone's life.
No, sure.
Well, you would have, it would, yeah, I suppose. Yes, people have good and bad moments. Yes.
So if you wanted to paint somebody as, I'm just, because Amber Heard was caught on tape saying like a very foul thing. But I also wonder, I don't know, did they have hundreds of hours of tape where she was kind and loving? Maybe. I don't know. She does sound really bad in those. But like,
what'd she say?
She said, "Who's gonna believe you, Johnny?" Like, she did this whole thing where she basically did this like weird Dr. Claw, I'm the villain moment where she goes, "Who's gonna believe you? Nobody."
What's her problem?
She's bipolar, or she's borderline personality disorder, like every woman.
Is this okay? See, is this like what the she's that sounds pretty evil.
Oh, I mean, she sounds fucking vile in the clip, but that's why I'm asking. Like, maybe she's not vile. Maybe we just caught her worst minute on Earth. Is that possible?
Sure. Amber Heard. What's her problem?
I think she has a cluster B personality disorder that makes it so that when she feels challenged or abandoned, she becomes a psychotically unpleasant person. I think she's pretty standard issue. Let me read something to you. This is a tweet. Amber Heard still has a role in Aquaman after abusing multiple people and admitting to abusing Johnny Depp. James Franco still has his career after paying his way out of sexual assault charges.
I haven't seen James Franco in 4 years.
Bill Cosby was released even though he assaulted 58 women. Something is wrong. Okay. Why? Honest question. Now, I don't like Amber Heard. I think she's not a good actress, and I found her very foul in that video, but I don't think that, like, she can still be in movies. James Franco, here's a big question for you. Let's say that you did wrong by somebody. Let's say that you did use your acting school to get pussy, right? If you pay the women off and that's to their satisfaction, are you then supposed to also not work? What, like, are you supposed to cut your vocal cords out so that you can't act anymore? I just don't understand. Like, paying people off is the essence of, okay, well, hopefully this does right by you, I guess. Right? Or do you also have to go to jail?
Everyone's got to go to jail.
Everyone's got to go to jail? Forever?
Everyone, well, maybe not forever, but I think the whole world would benefit by spending maybe like a year locked up. You know, I think we got to expand prisons. We got to put more just regular people in them. They got to know what it's like.
What do you think about Cosby getting out?
Didn't expect that.
Neither did I. So I don't think anybody's going to expect me to defend Bill Cosby, and I will not have that honor today. But I see people saying that the justice system is so fucked up. But I just want to offer that getting out on a technicality, or in this case, I guess there was a deal arrangement, which is really weird that his lawyer wouldn't pick up on this earlier, but there was an arrangement with an accuser that he can't be prosecuted for whatever, right? But now I understand that that doesn't feel like justice to anybody because by all appearances, Bill Cosby is a serial rapist. But the justice system having these outs is ultimately good for all of us. And I know people don't think that right now because a very foul man is on the street. But you need these valves on the system. Because if it's absolute, then there's so many people that are going to get fucked by this thing. So you need these. I just saw too many people. Whenever something legal happens, people always take it in the worst possible spirit.
Yeah.
And I get it. Justice system is there's no justice, just us. But I don't think people are considering what these protections. Just because somebody foul got those protections, you also want them someday. Am I crazy?
No, that makes 100% sense. Yeah, people don't value the legal system that we have in any way, shape, or form.
No, for real.
When it's like, it's certainly not perfect in any way. I'm not saying that. But if you want to compare it to legal systems that came before it.
Or many around the world.
Or many currently around the world.
Fuck, did you see what Assange's accusers did the other day?
No.
Just like basically recanted.
Oh, yes. I did see that actually. Yeah, they said everything they said was a fucking total lie.
It was coerced on behalf of the state.
Oh, gee.
You know, who would have guessed?
But no, but it's good because we don't like him.
Oh, right.
It's good that it's
somebody
good
lies
because
on him.
He was wrong, and because he said bad thing about Hillary, so bad. He's him bad, so thing bad.
Do you think Seth Rogen has eaten out Hillary Clinton?
I think he's doing that right now.
I think so too.
As we speak, for sure. It's the only way that he can keep the wolves at bay.
God. I like this angry person that posts photos of James Franco and Amber Heard cheating together. And then calling her the devil's prostitute.
Amber Heard, more like Amber Turd.
Definitely more like Amber Turd.
Amber Turd.
Good job, Trevor Noah.
Yeah, swish. No, Trevor Noah is her friend. You got to believe everybody. Believe everything everyone says at all times. Except for the bad people. Don't believe them. Only believe the good people. And then you go to jail.
Yo, Eric, if you ever run an acting school and you're pressuring the...
There's one across the street from us.
Yeah, that's the new James Franco. He opened it up after the New York office is closed.
I tried to take a class and they said, "You're not a woman. Get the fuck out of here."
Yeah, they said, "Can you do a lesbian scene?"
I said, "Well, I can try, I guess."
So here's my question. Or not my question, my statement for you. My pledge to you. If you get caught up in an acting school, kind of like semi, maybe half a rape scandal.
I am a young, naive Hollywood Angelino.
No, I was thinking that you would be the sleazy administrator. Yeah, you're James Franco.
I'm pedo wood.
I just, if I'm asked for comment, I'll just say, no, I don't really have one. That's my promise to you.
All right. Well, I would urge against you starting the acting school.
Listen, I don't even know how to act. What if I was like there being like, yeah, girls, you have to kiss now, and they're like, what are your credits? Where are you, can I look at your IMDb before?
You want to make it? You want to make it in this town? I live around the corner. I live in Hollywood.
Yeah, I'll say, listen, you don't understand. I'm in a
two bathroom. Trip out on that. You want to live in the lap of luxury? You want to know what it's like to live in the Beverly Hills the homeless encampment? We got two bathrooms, so start kissing.
Okay, so Franco's paying out $2 million in total, and he's admitting to no wrongdoing.
Isn't that kind of doublespeak there?
Yeah, of course. But I mean, sometimes, look, here's the thing nobody understands.
I get it.
People pay these off because,
yes,
A, it's less hassle, right, than going through a trial. But there's this part of things that I really think that people don't get, which is discovery. So when you go to trial, there's a process called discovery. And anything that can be used to build a case against you, or in opposition, your lawyer, your attorney can use to build a case against the other person, can be called upon as discovery, right? So if you're James Franco and you no doubt have been smashing a bunch of barely legals for a long fucking time, you probably got some weird texts out there in the world. You didn't always do things above board. You just don't want to go to discovery with fucking six women accusing you of making them kiss, right? So you just go, oh, yeah, I'm going to pay this. You understand? I'm just going to get this off the docket. Because I think a lot of times people are relying on discovery. Like, you could press a man to do almost anything you wanted if you said, we're going to go to court and I'm going to pull every conversation that you've had with your ex or whatever the fuck it is, or I'm gonna press for your fucking DMs. A lot of guys would go, ooh, no. No, I'm talking real nasty in there. I'm saying I want to wear a diaper. I want to get my face shit on. Like,
but you know what? In 2021, man.
Yeah, there's not a lot to be embarrassed about.
You gotta just walk directly into the flame. And as it comes out in the news, you put out a little podcast on YouTube and you go, ha ha, yeah. Yeah. You put out a little notes app thing. It says, I got some demons to face.
Check out my OnlyFans.
Yeah. Here's ways you can support me.
Here's some bath water.
here's some foot lint, you know? Look, man, I don't know.
Would you go to his... Would you go to James Franco's acting school now if he opened one?
What if he did that? What if that was his move? He was like, listen, everybody, I know what you're thinking, but this time I promise it's going to be above board. I'm announcing the reopening of the James Franco School of Acting. What if he did that?
If he was like, everybody deserves a second chance.
The second chance acting studio. What if he did that?
Yeah.
What if these... I don't know, man. You know, it's... I'm surprised they're even on Franco. I'm surprised it's, I thought this was settled already. I thought we did this. I thought we talked Franco. James Franco, do yourself a favor. You pay the $2 million, say you're sorry, then you lock yourself in your room.
Yeah. You go surfing you go surfing for a year.
No. You want a marathon Peterson lectures. You just gotta watch. You gotta become Church of Peterson.
Yo, I Seth Rogen makes me vomit. I have not.
And I smoke weed. I like to smoke weed.
Did you see me with Snoop?
Me, Snoop Dogg, and Hillary we were smoking weed on Jimmy Fallon.
You know, God, I have not, and I do not plan to work with Franco right now. What I can say is that I despise abuse and harassment and would never cover or conceal the actions of someone doing it.
Oh, really? Really, Seth? You despise abuse?
Yeah.
What a fucking stance. What a hot take. Brave.
Very brave. Or knowingly put someone in a situation where they're around someone like that.
Okay, spicy right. This week. What's my deal?
Seth Rogen will bring it out of any reasonable person.
I feel like I've been spicy on this episode. Am I at my wit's end?
Maybe.
Am I blackpilled? Do I not care anymore?
I just want to find. Again, everybody, our DMs are open. If you had a bad experience with Seth Rogen, feel free to contact us. We'll
go find him.
We will be your advocate.
We'll go find him. We live in the same neighborhood as him. I'll take a crowbar to the back of his knees. Just kidding. It's a comedy show, folks. Just kidding, James. Just kidding. Just kidding, Seth.
Seth.
Just kidding, Hillary.
Definitely just kidding, Hillary.
Yeah, please.
You don't need
please,
that smoke.
It's a joke show. Please.
We are brought to you by Factor. Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never frozen meal is chef crafted, dietitian approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular ones like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie. Also discover more than 60 add-ons every week like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up your springtime goals. Get chef-prepared meals on the table in 2 minutes with Factor's ready-to-eat meals so you can get back to doing what you love this spring. Looking for gourmet? Try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus. No fuss, no mess. Factor meals eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, or cleaning up. Simply heat and savor the good stuff. Tailored to your schedule, customize your weekly meals with the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle. Factor is your solution for fast, premium meals without the need for cooking. We're celebrating Earth Day all month long. Look out for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for the lowest carbon footprint meals. Head over to factormeals.com/worstpossible50 and use code worstpossible50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code worstpossible50 at factormeals.com/worstpossible50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. We thank Factor for sponsoring the show.
Let's see. Yo, what is the weirdest thing in the goddamn world is when a dude gets hit with a Me Too and goes, the thing is that I completely support people coming out and being able to have a voice because they didn't have a voice for so long. Like, yo, you don't need to do that when you're getting your head blown off. It's so weird. I honestly think it looks more guilty to me when you go, you know, it's just, this is an important moment. You know?
Oh, yeah, like,
what
yeah.
Are you fucking
that's
saying?
Blood in the water.
Somebody's trying to kill you.
Yes.
Either you did it or you didn't do it. Just, if you didn't do it, just say, yeah, look, I didn't do that shit. I don't know what to fucking tell you. You know what I mean? But like, and if you did it, either lay low or go, look, I was in a fucked up place in my life. I'm really sorry. Is there anything I can do to make restitution around this? But like, that whole like, you know, I'm just, I'm so proud of the women that have come forward. It's like, what are you doing? You seem insane.
I just want to say that I despise abuse.
Yeah. Thank you, Seth.
What a thing to say.
Thank you, Seth.
As if we weren't clear. I thought Seth Rogen loved abuse.
Yeah.
I thought he was a big fan.
I better check his Twitter profile. I could see if he's pro-slavery.
I heard he was pro kitten vivisection.
Yeah, it's very brave, Seth. Seriously, makes me vomit.
All these people make me vomit. Up against the wall.
He wrote an autobiography, I guess, and I was listening to, without question.
It's called I Smoked Weed and Farted, huh?
You see my hot dog movie? I was listening to strong advocacy for it from like the most blue pill 50-year-olds of all time. Oh, and I was thinking, Jesus Christ, this is where you end up. This is where you fucking end up.
50 years old, low T,
you know, really, I'm with her fucking tweeting. Oh, Jesus.
Persist
Christ.
Bumper sticker.
I think your dick falls off if you tweet.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
I'm just trying to build my dick back now.
After years of tweets, trying to put that dick back together.
Yeah, I tweeted too much. I tweeted like thousands of times. My dick, it might never be the same.
Listen, everybody. Like I said, 12 rules for life.
Wow.
12 rules for life. Beyond order. You want to get the pizza from Whole Foods.
Okay.
It's not half bad.
Learn to surf.
Learn to surf. Wait until just before you're about to go to sleep to turn the AC on. Otherwise, it's going to stop working in the middle of the night, and then you're going to wake up and you're going, it's hot in here.
Spend $60 a day on takeout.
Yes. Oh, yes. Every takeout for every meal. Do not prepare any food. You know what? I've evolved. My position has evolved since our recent episodes. Don't bother exercising.
Oh wow!
Because you're gonna get into a thing where you never work on any of your problems because you think I'll just go exercise.
I think it's cool. Seriously, I thought about it. I see these like fucking jacked ass dudes, and I'm like, they got no problems. Zero fucking problems.
That's a toxic person, man. What you want to do is never self-improve. It's wrong to suggest that you might be able to improve in some way. It's wrong to suggest that you might feel better if you just lost a little weight.
Yeah, that would be...
It's evil.
That would be irresponsible.
It's toxic.
You know what you should do instead? You should get online and threaten strangers.
What if I get a convenience store simulator for the PS5?
It's an instant buy. Mm. Shall we do rub maps because we haven't done it in a year?
Yeah, no, we got it. Listen, we should. How long is it? We would have been doing like a half hour so far. We should just make this a fun episode. Unless you want to talk about the fucking Delta variant. I don't know if you want to that fucking fake nonsense.
Fake nonsense, everybody.
Come on.
It's just nonsense.
It's look at the actual line graph of numbers and come back to me and tell me that that's a thing to actually be concerned about.
Everybody, it's Poochie D. That's what this is. This is a ratings panic.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. People aren't scared anymore. Uh-oh. Oh, look, everybody, look, it's the dominant variant. It's more contagious. If you have the vaccine, are you protected? Well, yes, but look at the numbers went up a little bit. Oh.
But it appears the deaths have gone down. Hey,
Don't ignore that number. Shut up. Don't say that. Stop it. Cases. Anyway, what should we do? We haven't done messages in a long time.
No, that's true. Hit us with some messages. What do we got?
I don't know if we've gotten any like recently. Oh wait, no, we did. We just got one on Friday. What is this person saying? This person. Oh wait, no. Okay, maybe he's right. All right, here we go.
With some threats.
Here's a message.
So you guys have been making a lot of Stephen King references.
Turn that up.
I'm up all the way. Is that really what's wrong with my volume? That sounds really low, doesn't it?
It sounds low.
What the fuck is that about?
Hold on, I'm looking at spas.
You guys have been making a lot of Stephen King references lately. Pretty good writer. You guys like him? Also, the Lawnmower Man movie and short story are very different. In the short story, the Lawnmower Man is a naked goat pan creature that has green pubes and eats a baby, I think. I don't know. It's been a while since I read it. But the movie actually got sued for not being close enough to the short story, and they had to take Stephen King's name off.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's about it, though.
That's a great message.
Thank you for that. We got the best callers in the world.
The Lawnmower Man. I didn't know that was a Stephen King reference.
Oh, should we do a crossover with some of my hip-hop shows by I'll call in while we're on this podcast?
What do you mean?
So you know how I like my little rap shows, my little, like, my black guy YouTubes?
Yeah.
What if I called into one, but it was a crossover episode because I'm also talking to you?
Like, you call into the show while you're talking to me?
I'm talking to you right now.
Right.
We're in a room together.
Yes.
I'm going to call one of my rap shows.
Okay. Are we going to... So that's like... That's an unconsensual crossover.
That's correct.
The show you're calling into.
Yeah, we're in Franco territory right now.
All right.
Hold on. I'm reading some rub maps. What do you got? You got...
Hey, kind of sort of new listener, but not really. But I have a quick question for y'all.
Okay.
How many people do you think have banged the same chick or gotten blown by the same chick on Rub Map? Because I'm listening to the Patreon episode right now from May 20th. We're all fucking drivers and shit. I'm just like, holy fuck. Dude. Oh my God. This is wild. Oh my God. Huh. Also, really hoping that Pat does not actually stay at the papier-mâché hut. Wish you all safe travels. Okay, bye.
You were just talking about the hut that you were going to stay in Coaco, Mexico.
There's still time. By the way, are all our listeners drunk?
No, I don't think... I think that was Amy. I don't think she's straight edge.
She sounded hammered.
She did kind of sound hammered. What did she ask? How many people do you think fuck the same person on Rub Maps?
My God, let me go to a full service spot. Hold on, we're gonna find out right now. I'll just go to a full service spot in. Give me a location. I was in New Orleans the other day. Let's see what I missed. Oh no, we'll go 50 miles out. Okay.
Man busted for swinging axe during dispute on Manhattan train.
This one's got hundreds of reviews, and many of them are 5 stars, and it's full service. So I'm going to guess that any woman who's worked here for any amount of time is fucking 4 dudes a day minimum. So it's a lot of fucking crossover, man. You got to hope that everybody's wrapping it up.
Oh, but no one's wrapping it up, right?
I mean, yes, everybody's wrapping it up unless you're paying way over the top money to not wrap it up.
I think it'd be worth it to not pay, or to pay, rather.
That, you know, it really can't be overstated how wrapping it up sucks.
It sucks, man. It really sucks.
Hold on, let's see. I'm looking.
Where are you? You looking at New Orleans?
Yeah, I'm looking at New Orleans. Just because I figured I was there, and it's a sleazy fucking place. I figured there'd be a lot of full service spots. I only see one though. I knew I could score some pussy at this place, and I was feeling pretty horny, so I headed over after work and got me a massage session with Lena. This gal's a little thick and not that young anymore, but she has nice tits, and I knew she would fuck me, so I went looking forward to it. We got in the back, and she had me stripped down. I liked the naughty look in her eye. She came in close and started caressing me. She asked what kind of massage I wanted, and I asked her for a condom full service. She didn't put up too much of a fight. It's good, turd salesman is the name of this person. It's good, turd salesman, because the women aren't supposed to fight. They're supposed to either acquiesce or deny you.
Turd salesman.
She named her price, and then it was showtime. This gal was good at teasing me on that table. She worked a very erotic massage on me, and then when she flipped me over and got me naked, she got on a condom on my rock-hard cock and then started sucking me off. Then she got on top, and we started fucking. I got her in mesh first and then drilled her good. After that, I wanted to get on top. I wanted her to get on top. Her hips could move when she was on top. She moaned softly. I shot my load when I was fucking her doggy style. I came in the rubber, tossed it, and I was out of there. 2 exclamation points. Turd salesman, let's see how many places you've gone. Oh, you've got a rich review history, turd salesman.
Turd salesman gets around.
Turd salesman whose avatar is an action-adventure version of the Michelin Man?
That sounds about right. Sounds about right for a turd salesman.
We have other calls while I'm going through New Orleans.
Oh, God, some people ask the worst questions.
They're asking us bad questions?
Yeah. They want to play
the lame or the better. Play the lamest call that we
got. But it's not even like a fun lame. It's like...
I like your frustration.
Yeah, Patrick.
No.
What is the best King Diamond record?
God.
Eric. Also, what is the best King Diamond record?
Autism Blues, my guy.
Not Merciful Fate. I need the solo material. Just saying, guys.
I think I quit the podcast. Is this our listenership?
King Diamond and Merciful Fate fucking suck. Get out of here with that shit. I don't fucking know. Ask Axe to Grind. Why are you asking me? I don't listen to fucking music. Fucking kidding me? I listen to the same Marauder record for the last 15 years.
Yeah, but you do listen to music more than most people I know.
What?
Yeah, you do.
How can that be?
Nobody listens to music anymore. You listen to Scott Daly.
That's true. That's probably true.
What's up, gentlemen? I'm calling because I know you're both closeted Jordan Peterson fans.
Sure.
Closeted.
Eric Westhoven and Patrick. He just did an interview, released an interview with Barry Weiss. I wanted to let you know about it and that it was fire and tell you guys to listen to it and hopefully we can get your thoughts on it. Thanks.
Yeah, it was fire.
I'm finding it really interesting, the Peterson's, because Jordan Peterson was like, Boko Haram. He was like the fuck out of here. Like people were like, get out of here, you, I don't know, transphobe or something. You know, they weren't really clear, but they knew that they didn't like him. And since he came back and he's like a sad grandpa, people are just feeling him. Like I never really gave him a shot, and I listened to his podcast twice since then. I was like, oh, he seems like such a sensitive old man.
He's just like, Columbia University means so much to me. I mean,
he is like an institution simp. It's pretty fucking weird.
He cries every episode.
Pretty fucking weird.
It's uncomfortable. I'll be listening to. I'll listen to some of it. It'll be kind of interesting. And then he'll just be like, "What they've done to the colleges is just."
Yeah,
and I'm like, stop! Pull yourself together.
Stop.
Pull yourself together, for the love of God.
I always felt that the most embarrassing thing was people that cared about their colleges.
Be true to your school.
I think it's deeply embarrassing. You're there for 4 years. There's people that do longer stints at Sunglass Hut. You know, it
works longer in a deli.
100%. It's not real, everybody. Fuck your fucking college.
Be true to your school just like you would to your girl.
You know what? When people do true weirdo shit where they're like, I just want to change the culture of this campus. What?
What? Yeah, that's
what
weird.
The fuck? Wasting your fucking life? Worry about yourself, bitch.
I got to change the culture of this place where a bunch of 17-year-olds hang out.
Yeah, like
you're James Franco.
Yeah, exactly. All right, we're going to go to this hand job spot. Let's see. Well, firstly, I need to find somebody's name. I like to start with a turd salesman style name.
Turd salesman was great. It's hard to top, man.
Let's see.
I think the best, the Hall of Fame, we should make a Hall of Fame rub maps.
Yes.
Usernames. Turd salesman's in there. I think number one is still Proud Father. That one's my favorite. Proud Father.
Okay, hold on. We're going to go I'm going to go to a new location. Are you ready?
Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania.
I'm just going to type in a random zip. I don't even know. We're going to say 60098. Let's see if that's even a zip code. Oh, whoops. Whoopsie. It went to Colorado. Let's take a look.
It went to Aurora, Colorado. Columbine.
Yes. Oh, my God. What if we found, like, a Klebold Stan? Like, his username was Klebold.
Klebold Harris forever.
Let's see. None of these people have good names. Rocky Mountain 2. I like the guys that are just, like, obviously very basic and maybe have never been asked to make a name before. Footscore.
That's good. That's a good one.
Let's see what Footscore has to say.
I'm surprised we haven't run into people that just go there and just like get these chicks to like shove their feet in their face. I'm told that foot fetishes are so common.
That's a good, yeah. You know what? These are compelling questions. Let's see. We're going to go back to.
I imagine if you went to one of these places and you told the mama-san you just want one of these chicks to like
100%
put their foot in your mouth, they'd be so stoked.
100%.
That would be like the best day of work.
Yeah, just let me
be like, I didn't even have to fuck this gross turd. I just put my fucking foot in his face.
100%. Well, wanna be bad. The people in whatever this is, fucking Langsdown or whatever the fuck, Colorado, not that interesting people.
You don't say. What are we expecting? Some Hunter S. Thompson fucking like...
I like the dudes that go for it.
Fear and Loathing in Langsford, Colorado?
Yeah, I want this Jartavius to say her service was sincere, would repeat.
Jerktavius.
Bakery do.
That's a good one.
I like Broke to the Bone.
I feel that.
And let's see.
Jerktavius.
Enjoy life, 2020. It's like a new age guy is like out here getting hand jobs.
Enjoy life, 2020.
Okay, so I'm going to be honest. I like the deranged psychopaths.
Yeah, well, that's a hallmark of the genre.
I really like the way that they talk is Dave Cum Swallower. Let's see.
That's disgusting.
First time visiting and was greeted by Mama-san. Took my temp and disinfected the bottoms of my shoes and then sprayed me down. Paid her, spelled incorrectly, the house fee and she left.
Wait, he spelled paid wrong?
Spelled paid incorrectly.
Oh my God.
And then came back in a tight, short dress and gave a table shower. Back to the room for the fun. She licked and kissed all over my back and flipped over and teased some more and then went to sucking my balls and cock and then went and put the condom on and she slipped my cock in her wet pussy. I only lasted a couple minutes before coming. Don't get a massage. Not why I go to a massage parlor. I will definitely return. Yo, can I just say, I have been to these places in my life. Get a massage, everybody. It's weird not to get a massage. Massages are great.
It's not what they're there for.
Oh, God, just get a massage.
Hey, I missed the intro music, but I'm glad you guys are making money. So
thank you.
That's
up. It was a short one.
Oh, thank you.
He misses the... Should we... I don't even want new intro music.
No, we don't need it.
No, fuck it.
Maybe sometime. Who knows? The old one was good.
The old one was very good, but whatever. If someone wants to like make it...
Yeah, everybody send us your intro music. Extra points if it's just a reworked Rahoa song.
I'll give you $50.
Okay, pretty good. I'm looking for...
Patrick, what the fuck, man? Found out you don't like bananas, and that's fucking like destroy all my fucking drug church memorabilia that I've got piled in my garage. Wow. Yeah, you fucking foreskin. I'm just kidding. I'm just jealous because I love y'all, and y'all make my day. No, I'm excited for that new drug church, though. But, you know, fuck you because you don't like bananas. So.
What's he saying I don't like?
All right, love y'all. Hope y'all have a good day.
What's he saying I don't like?
Jeez, that might have been the most psychopathic caller we've ever had. He's mad that you don't like bananas.
Oh, bananas are trash ass.
And he called you a foreskin.
You know what?
That's a pretty good insult.
Bananas are fucking... I get tired when I look at a banana. I go, oh. So you've been out in the sun all day as a homeless person, huh?
I can't. You have the weirdest idiosyncrasies. I don't understand them. You don't like bananas. What do you don't like bananas?
I'm going to type in another zip code. I'm going to say 540 or 5409.
Okay.
Is that enough numbers?
I think it has to be five numbers. Right?
Okay, so we're going to go 54009. Let's see if that's a place. Dreser, Wisconsin.
Oh.
We're going in, fellas.
Dreser, Wisconsin. What do you think goes on there?
Let's see. Well,
cool
man.
Guy shit?
Hold on. Dreser, Wisconsin. Go back. I want that. Okay. Oh, let's go within 30 miles of Dreser, Wisconsin.
Yikes.
Okay, let's check out the names. Jack Me Off 93.
Good.
Rub a Dub 8787.
Great.
Buck Thorn.
Good.
Filthy Badger.
Love it.
Sweet Tooth.
Good.
Let's see. Cheesehead 73.
that's real Wisconsin pride.
Mister Where You Go. Let's see. Geezy.
Young Geezy.
Out for More Fun. And oh, do you think there's any guys that Nuts Deep? We're gonna click on Nuts Deep.
That's a good one. I feel like we've come across this guy before.
You think?
Nuts Deep sounds familiar. Nuts Deep.
Oh fucky. Oh fucky. All right there. I don't know what this guy's name is. Hold on. He looks like a lunatic, though. Let's see what he has to say.
I love the loons.
No, he just likes a dick.
Are people thrilled that rub maps are back, you think?
I think people enjoy rub maps.
People fucking love it. People get really mad when we don't do it.
Listen, everybody, we were far away from each other.
Yeah, we haven't done it in a while. But here it is, everybody. If you like it, here it is.
Yeah, we're
it
going.
Is pretty fun.
We're going to Burnsville, Minnesota, to learn more about rub mapping. Oh. We're going to go to Jin's Massage, and we're going to click on the profile of Smooth Cock, who is a prodigious, prolific reviewer.
He's well traveled.
Let's see. He says she's got real nice, firm tits. Got to suck the nipples. Slow, good rhythmic strokes on the H day. I busted and she cleaned up. Got water, left happy. I recommend this spot. It's good for letting go of some steam.
High praise.
We got Green Giant Cock.
Love it.
Her figure was tight and petite. A bit of a flat chest, but nice ass, firm and petite. She allowed some light touching, went for the oil, and finished me off per request. Asked for possible rimming, but wasn't into that, and then asked for the prostate. She said no. Oh, bummer. Still had a blast.
How do you feel that our man Micah Brucey's out here making moves?
Where at?
I don't know. He's playing some big clubs.
Good for him.
He's fucking rules.
Mike, don't forget where you got your start.
Don't forget where you came from when we did that episode.
Don't forget the streets.
Yeah, we do. He was on the show like 3 years ago.
That's what'll ruin him.
Never forget.
At that time, I think he said, I don't think he said anything crazy, but he did lead with a pro-Asian hate. But that was years ago.
It was a different time,
folks.
It was
a different time, everybody.
It was a different time. It was a different era.
I'm going to look for lunatics. Give me a second here.
Yo, I just wanted to say that the funniest gag that's been running throughout the course of the show is that Pat's working on his body.
I'm not
still a bitch after all these years.
Wow.
God, try me.
This British guy called you a bitch.
Yeah, I don't tolerate British people.
Oh, what the fuck is up with British phones?
What do you mean?
Their phone numbers are fucking weird. +61.
I like what a redneck you sound like right now.
What the fuck's up with these phone numbers? This don't make any sense.
What do you mean? Ours don't make any sense either.
+61, and then it's a series of three digits, three digits, three digits. That's not how it works.
You know what? I was going to get indignant and treat you like you're stupid, and then I realized I hate those numbers too.
I hate them.
I hate them.
This is not a phone number. This is just a series of numbers. Get this shit away from me. Fucking yay Brits. You proper cunt. Get out of here with that trash.
Hold on. I'm like really invested here. I want to find some.
I guess it's not, question more.
Whoa, this is this. All right, this message is incomprehensible.
Well, also, you're like, you're. It's going to take everything. These people are going to have to press their ear to the fucking speaker.
I'm pressing it to the microphone. What do you want from me?
You're the weakest.
It's the volume's not really coming through this week, folks. I'm sorry if you heard your message and you can't hear yourself. This one, this guy sounds like he was like recording it from inside his car.
I've been using apps like Robinhood, and I recently started using Coinbase.
I can't hear what I can't. He's trying to talk about crypto. Listen, folks, crypto's over. It's dead. It was a scam.
I was the last man in.
You're not in. You've lost like fucking $5,000.
No, I'm only down $3,000 right now. Hold on. I want
to
read this.
He did say he was trying to buy a hot dog with crypto and couldn't figure it out. Which is funny.
This is an account named Furry Lover.
Cool.
And they write essays. So we're going to see if this essay is as autistic as I think it is.
If I had to place a wager.
Hey, everybody. I'm autistic.
Well, all right. There's our answer.
That's how he leads. A little behind on writing this review. Visited a few weeks back due to my own actions.
What do you think? What do you think that means?
I have no idea. When I arrived, as I was getting out of the car, my back popped. As a result, I spent 10 minutes in pain before I could even try and enter. As I walked up, my back was still a little sore, but I pressed on. I should have gone home.
Love, gotta get that nut.
He does. We all know how that is. Lovely lady met me at the door. I forgot her name. She asked time. I said 60 in a shower. I paid the house fee and got undressed. She left to prep the table shower, coming back a few minutes later. When I went to lay on the table, my back spasmed again. What a killjoy this fucker is. During the shower, a few times she hit trigger points that were causing me some pain. When I went to flip over, I slid on the table, which caused me to grimace in pain and at that point, anger, because I should have known better. Never get angry with your massage therapist, by the way. Let's see. As she washed my front, she knew something was wrong. I tried to explain to her why I was angry. It's obvious I was lost. It was lost in translation, and as a result, was making her uncomfortable. Yeah, you come off like a psychopath.
It's true psycho.
After drying, this is a woman who has people directing her hands to their balls and asshole all day.
All day.
And you look like too much of a psychopath. Okay, so after drying me off, she walked me to the room. She was now unhappy. I felt like I was going to end things, but instead she told me to lay down. She came back, started to work on my back, and asked specifically where the pain was. She then paid extra attention to my lower back and really worked it good for 15 minutes before getting down and proceeding with the regular massage. By that point, tensions between us had relaxed. We were laughing a little as she worked me and at times gave me a chance to rub her ass and hips. She then had me flip over and did a little front rub before asking what I want. I told her everything. She asked for the tip, then left. When she came back, she dimmed the lights. While she was gone, I flipped over on my stomach. So when I came back, she started with a nude slide rub before moving on to some light prostate play. She told me to flip. What? I don't understand. How many flips is this guy doing? I asked her if she would 69, which she did, but not a good 69. She kept her legs fairly tightly closed. God, this is so sad. This is like a miserable experience, man. This is like very. Sucks. She kept her legs very tightly closed so I could barely give a lick. But she did proceed to give me a nice condom blowjob. She then turned around and began to ride me. This lasted all but a few minutes, and then she wanted to doggy style, which she quickly changed and told me to take her standing. She lay on the edge of the table, which was just the right height. I slipped in and began a vigorous pounding. This has also allowed me to play with her tits. I asked if she wanted to change. She said no. We continued for a few more minutes. This is like the most. I know that these are all loveless affairs, but this is like the most loveless affair. Are you depressed?
It's just kind of boring.
It's Well, forget the boring. This is feels like a man that doesn't connect with anybody.
Yeah. Yeah. And it seems like what is supposed to be, you know, like a fun sort of naughty experience, you know, it's like you doing some sketchy shit on the sly. Like, it's supposed to be, like, cool, and this guy sounds like a total fun suck.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you're supposed to get, like, a little charge out of this being a naughty boy.
Right, exactly.
But yeah. This dude is just, yeah, this is no fun. But yeah, that's why I'm gonna go to Big Junior, who has a Bart Simpson avatar.
Are you ready? Might be me.
Because he also sounds like a psychopath, which I like. My angel baby girl massaged me before. I miss her soft hand and pretty face. Massage me, make me feel good.
Here's the rapist.
I feel pretty good, young girl today. Pretty girl. Use good oil to make my body. Hands all my body massage. Time body to body, my body. I like so much. I come back every week.
Oh, man. This guy's got a second grade education?
No. So that is 100% the woman that works at the spa.
Oh, you think?
Yeah, and they people know. I'm looking at the comments that say, thank you for your review. I hope your level of business improves due to your review. By the way, your English is coming along quite well.
Well, that's not nice.
I like that review, though. Body, my body, to body, my body.
Body, my body, to body.
Let's see. We're going to go... I want to find... Riddle me this, 69.
The mini simps of Newark.
Yeah, what do you think of the new Sopranos?
It's going to be whack.
I thought the Sopranos was whack. Fuck everything, man.
What?
Yeah, fuck.
You thought the Sopranos was whack?
Yeah, fuck the Sopranos.
You were too soft for the Sopranos.
That might be true.
You couldn't get through the Vito storyline.
Is he the gay one?
Yeah.
Yeah, it made me sad.
It was a really upsetting
story. I couldn't finish it.
They kill him for being gay.
But he's daddy. Tony is daddy. You mean he did something wrong? Daddy did something wrong?
Tony's daddy. It's also an out-and-out racist in the show.
Here's a question.
Yeah.
Heavy question.
Can racists be daddy?
Can racists be daddy?
Evidently.
A lot of dads are racist.
For sure.
Greetings from Evergreen Podcasts. We're rolling out a listener survey, and we want to hear from you. The information in the survey will help us gather statistics and in turn make our shows more appealing to advertisers. I know most people don't like ads, but this is one of the only ways our shows make money and help keep their lights on. We promise it will only take a few minutes, but the impact on our podcasts will be tremendous. As a token of our appreciation, we'll randomly select one lucky participant each month to win an exclusive merchandise package from Evergreen Podcasts. Head to evergreenpodcast.com/listener survey to help a show and possibly get some free stuff for doing so. We can't thank you enough for the support. Now back to the show.
Was racism worse 5 years ago or better? I ask this question because if it was worse, why did nobody seem to care 5 years ago?
I mean, people have always cared about...
No.
I know what you mean.
I was here 5 years ago.
No, I know.
I was alive 5 years ago.
I mean, people still cared about it.
Okay, thank you. Did people care like they do today? No, the answer is no. What do you mean? You were here 5 years ago. You were alive.
I don't remember.
Oh, God, you don't want to get in trouble.
Wait, hang on. Okay, so 5 years ago was...
Say 2014.
Oh, that's like 8 years ago.
Just ride with me. 7 years ago. Ride with me.
2014.
We're talking guys with the name Horse the Cock and race. This is a good episode, okay? Focus.
2014.
Bag of Chips 23 wants to give a review on a hand job.
2014.
Yes. You were alive. Did you remember literally every component of your life being related to race?
No, I was way too drunk all the time. I just graduated college.
But here's my question.
I was working on a film. Yeah.
Do we think that it might demonstrate a hysteria if people suddenly care an incredible amount about a thing that was worse prior to it?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, God, you're scared. Sure. You're a scared, yes. Scared person.
I'm not scared. I just don't care.
You're a scared person. You don't care. Oh, you don't care about people? Marginalized people?
You don't care about anyone.
You don't care about a guy named Drenched who has a Mario avatar on fucking Rub Mouse?
He's the only one I care about. He's the only one who understands me.
How Drenched. would you do cryotherapy?
Cryotherapy. What is that supposed to do for you?
I don't know. It's supposed to help with migraines and joints.
I don't have problems with either of those things. But I think if you have migraines, you're like a weak little bitch.
Oh, my God. Have you ever had a migraine? They're brutal.
So a lot of places are dropping the mask mandate, but they're not really advertising it. Like Trader Joe's, for example, you can get one without a mask, but they're not really letting everyone know.
Yeah.
So my question is, are you boys going to simp for the libs and put one on even though you don't necessarily have to?
Absolutely not.
Or are you going to be a real one? I just got back from the gym, and I was probably the only one without one on. But you know what? Fuck these people. Gamers, rise up.
Wow. I'm glad we got a radicalized listenership.
I have not been wearing a mask anywhere.
No, and I was in upstate New York for a month, and the gym of old men and disabled guys I go to the fucking locker room with. Are,
which one are you?
I'm the old and disabled. I split the difference. I bridge that world. I can speak. Yeah. I'm the day walker.
You're the best of both worlds.
Yeah, exactly. So, nobody was wearing a mask. Literally nobody in my gym was wearing a mask.
No, out here in LA, no one's wearing masks anymore either. I go to Whole Foods, no one's got them on, except for the people working there.
Yeah, some of them.
If your job's making you wear a mask, you got to quit.
Right? I'll say this. I rode a train across the United States where it's still federal. So state by state, you can drop the mask, but federally, you still have to wear a mask, and it is a federal institution, is Amtrak, right? So you have to wear a mask the entire time. That was 4 days of me wearing a mask the entire fucking time. You know how annoying that is?
Is it still federal mandate you got to wear a mask?
On transportation.
Why?
Because everything's ass.
I took a bus to Vegas this weekend.
Mask or no mask?
So on the way up, they were being annoying about it. They kept saying to put them on. The way back, I didn't have it on the entire time, and no one said anything. Also, I took the $30 bus, which means, of course, their air conditioner didn't work. So I was on a fucking a bus that was cooking in the fucking Las Vegas sun. You think I'm going to wear a mask? Fuck out of here.
You are.
No one in Vegas was wearing masks.
No one.
No, zero.
They never did.
Zero people at any of the. We went to the Bellagio. We went to the fucking Caesar's Palace. We went to Resorts World. We played craps. No masks. Super spreader event.
Tell the people how Vegas was. You're a Vegas boy now.
Vegas is so lit. It's kind of hard to even put into words how lit Vegas is. You got to like really. Thank God. You got to count your blessings that you get to exist in the same point in time in existence of the cosmos as the city of Las Vegas.
Wow.
Like, you got to really take into it. Like, you could, let's even just narrow it down to human history, which is like 6,000 years or so. You get to live in a time and place like, you don't have to go to the gulags.
In fact, yeah.
You don't have to go to the concentration camp.
No salt mine for you.
No salt mine for you. You don't have to be in the mineral mines in North Korea where your skin falls off because you never see daylight. You get to go to fucking Caesar's Palace and play craps with strippers.
That could be you.
It's the littest life possible. It's the best that the human existence can possibly offer. Vegas fucking rules. Go to Las Vegas. That's my advertisement. This episode brought to you by City of Las Vegas Tourism Department and Cushy Dreams.
Or you could be sponsored by Happy Late Night Massage, which is open 24 hours and it has across the board 5-star reviews.
That's a good spot.
It's like 100 reviews, 46 reviews, and they're all five stars.
Did we ever do Las Vegas Rub Maps? I feel like we did.
Let's take a look.
I feel like we did, and it wasn't that popping for some reason.
We'll do.
I guess if in a city where prostitution is legal, I guess they don't really. There's not much need for the Rub Maps.
Yeah. So I'm like a happily married dude. Am I allowed to talk about getting hand jobs at fucking
those things?
At strippers?
You're neither of those
strip
things.
Clubs?
That's between you and your woman.
It was a long time ago. I think it's all right. I don't know. Let's go. Let's see. Vegas. Ow.
Las Vegas is it's actually French for lit pussy.
Okay, hold on. Is North Vegas the shitty place, or is that East Vegas? North Vegas, I think, is the shitty place.
I think anywhere, once you get more than two blocks off the strip, it's all dog shit.
That's a fact. Right. 186 reviews.
Yeah, think about this. The women that I, the people that I was hanging out with in Las Vegas, they were there for a week. That's rough. Vegas is a 2-day place.
I mean, I think it's cool if you got money.
That's the thing. They were there on someone else's dime, so that is it's undeniably cool.
We might have looked at Vegas because I remember the name Pokey Whore.
That one doesn't sound familiar to me.
Okay. What about Companionship 25 with a Jason mask as his avatar? Companionship 25. It's actually a good name for a band.
Yeah, I like it.
The Jason mask really adds a lot.
Yeah, no, it brings it all together. The Jason mask is good.
What about Simpsons Monorail Episode 30?
That's someone's name. That can't be someone's
no,
name.
No, it's a good name, though.
It is a good name.
Let's say Monger 702.
Pat, so all throughout the pandemic, I heard people talking about how, like, everyone on the right is turning masks and wearing masks into a political issue when it doesn't need to be a political issue.
Yeah, that's true.
So my question is, how come now it feels like the tables have turned and it's the people on the left, ever since the CDC thing came out on Thursday, it's people on the left who are trying to keep it a political issue when it doesn't need to be a political issue anymore. Sorry, I'm just really frustrated right now. And, looking forward to hearing you guys talk about this.
This message is from 2 months ago, a month ago. So I assume he means when they dropped the mask mandate.
Here's the answer.
People got empty lives.
People have empty lives. People don't have a wife that loves them. People don't have the name Dark Lavender with a Garfield avatar on Rub Maps. People don't have the name Neo Bruce Wayne on Rub Maps. They don't know how to live. They don't have a Brian from Family Guy avatar on Rub Maps.
You got to have a Brian from Family Guy avatar. If you don't have a Brian, you shouldn't be allowed to vote unless you have a Brian from Family Guy avatar.
Yeah, you know what? I agree with that.
That should be part of your citizenship test.
Look, the answer is that there's people who don't play sports, who aren't in a band, who create nothing. You know what it is? You and I have talked about this a great deal, but I'm going to get like really heavy on it. There's a huge volume of people that have seen celebrities that have no discernible talent. And this makes people feel exceptionally mediocre. Because if you see the Kardashians, you go, yeah, what do they do? Are they jugglers? What do they do, right? You have this old man thing that enters your head going, I don't know what they do. But they're wildly famous, and they're like basically American royalty. And if you're a dumb person that creates nothing, you're sitting around going, well, am I nothing because this person has no marketable skills and and then people struggle with mediocrity. They struggle with being average. They struggle with the mundane. Everybody thinks that they're supposed to be the main character. So you have these people that latch on to political sides. I feel like doing the fucking, who is that? It's not Bow Wow, the soldier. Who is it? Who said Drake? That's how I feel. Sides? It's like an embarrassing proposition, but that's what it is. People whose lives are, it's unaccomplished people.
What's up with people who tag themselves in their own photos on Instagram?
I don't know what that is.
What is that about?
Couldn't be Old Cruiser. who was getting hand jobs in Vegas today.
That's the littest life.
Old cruiser.
Hang on, I have a. Unless you have a, do you have a good one?
No, please.
I have a good. I have another.
Pokey Whore has been to the same place 11 times.
He's a regular. Pokey Whore. I have another Las Vegas resident here. Hang on.
Hey guys, it's Steven Paddock again. I just wanted to give you a glimpse into the true working class of America. I work in manufacturing. I work 8.5 to 9 hour days. I don't take lunch breaks because those are for pussies.
Word.
Yeah.
Everyone that's age 40 or over uses the N-word regularly.
Okay, yep.
They truly believe the election was stolen and they have no fucking clue what Twitter is. So that's the true working class of America. Anyways, keep up the good work, guys. Your podcast is the only thing that makes me not shove my head into a router and end it.
So did he say he works in a machine shop? Where does he work?
He says he works in manufacturing.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
and
yeah.
That his name is Steven Paddock.
It's interesting that people are still out here using the N-word. It's interesting. I know people at machine shops still use the F word a lot. I know that. Yeah. I know that for a fact.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
By the way, I'm scrolling through this same place that's got like 128 reviews. I would say 40 of them are by Pokey Whore. Pokey Whore is. I'm gonna read a Pokey Whore review. This
Pokey
is
Pokey Whore sounds like our winner. For
this is an average Pokey Whore review. Okay. Oh, Asian Fever 96. I gotta click on him next. Saw Kiki earlier after having fun with Sarah and Crystal. Okay, so this is a guy. Okay, listen to this. I decided to come back about 5 hours later after having some fun elsewhere. Yo, this dude has the most lit life. I'm gonna click on Pokey Whore and see how many reviews Pokey Whore has total. Oh, the profile's been made private by the owner. Shit.
What the hell, Pokey Whore?
Yeah, I didn't even know that was an option.
Do you think anyone in the Rub Maps community has gotten wind that this podcast exists?
Maybe. I'm always shocked at the reach that we got. Hold on. Okay, hold on. Wow. Hold on.
Oh, you know how many, like, weird messages? Like, so when I was in Vegas, Ivy posted a picture of us.
Uh-huh.
And she was getting messages from randos being like, I fucking love that dude's podcast. She was like, who the fuck are these people?
We're celebs, bro.
Celebs.
Let's see. I was told that this podcast will ruin my career.
Yeah, that's what I was told too. I hope so.
You know,
because here's the thing: if it ruins my career, my only option is to really go head first into this shit.
Yeah, give me a reason.
You know? Yeah, exactly. Give me a fucking reason, people.
Met up with Kiki. She saw me and told me to come to the room. She starts massaging my neck and cracking it as she goes. It's like she can read my mind. Sarah comes in and she massages my lower half while Kiki does my neck and shoulders. Eventually, Kiki does the teasing game. She was blowing on my hole while massaging my goods. It felt amazing.
She was blowing on his hole while massaging his goods.
I was checking out her nice fat ass in the mirror while she was doing this and knew what I had planned.
Is this this is Pokey Whore?
Yep. On the flip, I told her, fuck that. You flip. She takes off her clothes and looks amazing. I kiss her moth, neck, chest, breast, stomach, then pick her up and put her on the table and tell her, U-turn. Then we 69, and she fucking loves it, screaming very loud, almost ripped my head off a few times. I got really into it, and so did she. I have her flip and bend over. We do more 69, and then, what the fuck is this one? And what? Okay. 16. Oh. Okay. I do more 69 and then also analingus while massaging her fun box. She convulses on the table, told her my turn. The bareback blowjob was fucking amazing, but she wanted more and does another 69. She ends up riding my face super hard. I was actually concerned I would bite my tongue, but I went with it.
That's the shit I like.
Okay. My body shakes, more convulsing. Yeah. She's worn out and tells me to go on top. I slam it hard and missionary for quite a while. She can take it. She's loving it. We switch to cowgirl later, and she rides the shit out of me and makes me explode. She loves me long time. Yes, I will be back. I feel kind of bad I cheated on Selena and Naomi, but they love me for the whore that I am. Yo,
yeah, I'm sure they do.
Yo, Pokey Whore has like fans on this thing.
Really?
Yeah. Listen, here's another.
What's his avatar?
It's some Asian shit. He goes, haven't seen my homegirl in a while. She was looking hot as fuck, and my lord, I had to. We started out dancing. Oh, yeah. By the way, he talks about dancing with a lot of these women. We started out dancing.
That's so bizarre. She gave That's me... so weird. So he's just in like the room.
You don't get it. This dude is going to these places twice a day. He is out of his mind on cocaine and dancing with fucking call girls.
Oh, man.
He's awesome.
This is the voting public, folks.
She gave me a great massage, and I gave her a massage for a bit too. The service was excellent. I missed her, so I had some fun like we always do. She won't work unless it's really busy, but lots of talent coming in, best of the best. Check it out. Hold on. I want to find the one where he talks about going to the same place twice.
Is this not like could we say that this is like when we read shit like this? Does it not just so highlight that the experience one has as a person on Twitter is just so one-dimensional? You get such a limited experience of the human experience. You know what I mean?
I saw hardcore kids fighting over the location of the show because I guess somebody burned a couch that belonged to homeless people. And there was this like total San Francisco fight where it was like how to take accountability for burning the couch. And that's all fine. Look, I don't give a fuck. You people can fight about whatever you want. But when I look at that shit and then I look at Pokey Whore that goes, nice little spinner, supposedly Japanese. She's 22. Decided to try something new today and I was in a rush. So I was in and out in like under 15 minutes. Massage was decent, but I massaged her for a couple minutes. Then we talked and I left. Service was good. She's fun to look at while you massage her. Definitely worth trying at least once or twice if you're in town. That ass though, yummy. Nice little ass.
Yeah, what would you do if someone told you you had to take accountability?
If a stranger told me I had to, like a stranger that I have no contact with, told me I have to take accountability for something that has nothing to do with them,
I think I might spit in their eye.
I would just think that they were deranged. I'd be like, oh, this person's not well. This person's like the lady that was singing gospel at 3 a.m. on my fucking train the other day.
I think I might headbutt them in the chin.
Like, yo, this, firstly, how the fuck would a stranger know what accountability is for me? How the fuck would they have any idea? That's like a crazy idea. Like, it's an honest question, though. How would a stranger decide for me? What are they? Do they write law books? Are they fucking? Why are they the arbiter of this on any level?
I think I might smash a Topo Chico bottle over their head.
You know what? I'm on your side now. I'm on your side. I would shoot them. It's just an absurd idea. Like, either you feel bad about a thing or you don't.
Mm.
And certainly no mob is going to, like, what do you, you can simp for a mob, but you're never going to feel it.
Mob simps.
Hold on. I just want to point out, I want to find that this guy has been here, like, he goes twice a day. Okay, so, hold on.
Kiki.
Yeah, he likes Summer and Kiki.
Kiki, do you love me? Are you riding? So you never, never leave from beside me. Something, something.
You're ready.
Yeah, man. I kind of like Drake. Is that fucked up?
No, I think people like Drake, don't they?
I was always a Drake hater. And I heard a Drake song and I was like, fuck, this is a pretty good song. And I heard another Drake song and I was like, oh shit, this guy's actually got tracks.
I like when he raps about going to cheesecake.
I like when he uses the word wooski.
I don't know much about that.
I don't know what it means, but I think it's cool. That just sounds like a cool word.
Okay, here we go. Here's Pokey Whore, who is... He went twice in the same day. Okay, so we're gonna read this one.
That's so lit.
Perfect body, perfect massage, perfect service. She'll claim she's older and the other girls are prettier, but she's one of the baddest girls in town. Top notch in my book. Best reverse cowgirl you'll ever have, hands down. Every time I see her, I feel like $1 million. Was going through some tough times during work and needed some top-notch pussy before going to bed. She fit the bill. You get the chance to fuck Coco, you fuck Coco. I don't care how tired you are. Smash it. Really wish Coco would marry me and have my kids. Or let me fuck all of her friends.
Those are two different things.
He then leaves a comment on his own review saying, the goat, Coco. I love you long time, maybe too long of time.
I like a guy being like, I love her so much, I wish she'd marry me or let me fuck her friends.
Yeah, this dude loves cocaine and fucking hookers. He is the most Vegas dude. He's lit as fuck. Let's see. He says he's down to fuck Eva forever. Oh, I'm gonna, he's going. He went the 29th, the 30th, and the 31st. Here's his review from the 29th.
It's a good weekend, man.
I'll finish out with these Poke Horror reviews of Sarah has the best smile I've ever seen of any provider in town. She's seen her 4 to 5 times now. I love her personality. She always gets the job done. No bullshit. It's super funny and funny to talk to. Sometimes I enjoy talking to her too much and need to force myself to burst quicker because we take too long. Massage is on point. Blowjob's on point. Fucking is on point. There have been some reviews with 3 stars. I suggest planning your time of day different. These girls get tired at the 24/7 places, so obviously go a decent hour. Most ladies at all places do not perform top service after 1 a.m. I've been there with all of them. I know. Go afternoon or evening for the best experience. Okay.
Shout out to Eva.
Nanny goes on the 30th to Sarah and Crystal. Tried asking for bareback full service today. Now we know who attempts to get bareback full service.
There you
go. Pokey whore. We negotiated enough for them to buy 10 homes and retire, so I had to decline. Had threesomes at 2 other spas, so figured, fuck it, let's do it here too. This dude's life is lit. It's lit, Eric.
Fuck the authority.
I started DFS? Sarah while getting a massage, but with Crystal on top of me, I didn't want to crush Sarah. Not going into penthouse details on this one, but wanted to let you all know if 2 girls is your thing, this is a good spot for that reasonable price and they don't rush you. Both spent over an hour with me. So he wants to try Kiki because he says new girl Kiki in Monday. And then he goes the next day for Kiki. Saw Kiki after having fun with Sarah and Crystal. I decided to come back 5 hours later after having some fun elsewhere.
Oh my God.
This dude loves fun. I told Sarah if she punched me in the face when I stopped in later, I would see her friend. Yeah, this dude loves cocaine. Sarah greeted me at the door and punched me in the face.
Holy shit, what? Wait, what? Sarah punched him in the face?
I'm going to read this again. Saw Kiki earlier after having fun with Sarah and Crystal. I decided to come back 5 hours later after having some fun elsewhere. I told Sarah if she punched me in the face when I stopped in later, I would see her friend. Sarah greeted me at the door and punched me in the face.
Wow.
Then comes along this little energetic, sexy-looking girl, Kiki. Kiki is fucking awesome. I could tell you she was one of these... I could tell she was one of those energetic spinners just from looking at her. Seeing I just full-serviced someone 15 minutes ago, I take a shower. She says, I'm your third for today? I tell her she doesn't want to know. Sarah knew and told me I'm fucking crazy. She's girl number 5 of the day and got the job done, never gave up, and this dude's on meth, and would not let me leave without being drained. In fact, wanted to do more after I finished, but damn, I was tired of boom for the day, which has never happened to me. The blowjob was a 5. The condom, I don't know what that one is. Oh, the cowgirl is a 5. I was showed the new girl coming later today who is a dime without makeup. I'll be seeing her soon. I really wish Crystal or Coco would date me, take all of my money, and break my heart, but they aren't too nice to do that. Whoever ends up with one of those two is a lucky motherfucker. My God, that pussy is so good. What do we think of Pokey? What do we think of his life, man?
It's the best life I've heard anyone have in a long time.
He's fucking 5 prostitutes a day.
Yeah.
And I don't think he's lying because he seems manic in a way that is very convincing.
He has no reason to lie.
No, this would be a weird audience to lie for.
He has no reason to lie. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's got... There's... When you're that dude, there's just... When you live a life that lit, there's no sense in exaggerating or bending the truth. You know what I mean?
What is up with the name Hollow Prom? That's like a very dark name.
Yeah, it's sad. I don't like that. These Rub Maps people, man, they know how to fucking live.
Yo, your old cruiser's been dozens of times too.
Do you think Jordan Peterson goes to the massage spots?
When he's overseas, 100%.
You think so?
Yeah, when people don't recognize him, 100%.
What if he went to one of these spots and one of the women behind the counter was like, you've helped my life so much?
Should we click on MC Screwdriver?
I don't know.
Yo, I want... Let's find some race talk in here, man. Where would we find that?
Well, there's always people like... I prefer the Latinas.
Yeah, but that's not... You know
what? That's what this is about. This is, you know,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't begrudge people having...
Wait, hang on. You know where it might be?
Tell me.
The like, message board part? Remember we, like, dipped into that a little bit?
Oh, you mean the place that is looking for Indian providers in New Jersey?
Maybe, but... We dipped into that, and there were people being like, there were people having like political arguments.
Yeah, okay. So,
like, Trump belongs in jail.
So, first
question on the Rub Maps forum.
First question regarding, I have a fetish for Indian girls, so I'm wondering if anybody knows some good Indian providers in the area. First question is feather or dot?
Oh my God.
Next question is, are you talking woo woo Indian or 7-Eleven Indian?
Jesus Christ.
So, yeah, it's not the most woke. It's not the most woke forum I've ever been on.
Well, you got what you wanted, right?
Yeah, no, found it pretty quick.
You found it very quickly.
Let's see. Let's see if Tennessee's got any good race talk.
God, these people are such fucking morons.
You know what? You're too judgmental, man.
These are like the most low-life individuals.
Oh, wait, I can hold on. You can search by term in here? Let's see.
Wait, I don't like that you discovered this feature.
Hold on. I'm looking up the word spinner. Oh, yeah. These guys love the spinners.
I've never heard that phrase.
It's a very skinny or very, like, small-ass body, like, you spin them around on your penis sort of thing. I don't know if that's actually a thing anybody does.
I don't know about that.
But that's what they're called.
All right, fair enough.
Okay, give me... Oh, you know what? I'm just going to do it. I'm going to type in a racist word.
No, I think this is where we got to cut it now.
I'm typing in a... Oh, yeah.
We got... All right, everybody. That's the show this week.
And dodging taxes is the most American of all protests.
No.
If the BLM...
No. All right, everybody.
Had any income to dodge taxes, they'd be all for it.
Patreon.com/worst possible timeline.
And yet they won't mention the shitty co-founder of BLM using
everybody
people's donated money to buy herself multiple homes guarded by private security.
Thank everybody who's donated. Get yourself some bonus episodes if you go there.
Amazing how all you little pukes totally believe in unproven charges of murder.
Oh my God. All right, everybody. We're cutting this episode.
You're all N-loving cock drippings.
Everybody. Oh, we gotta edit this episode now.
Well, hey, podcast listener. My name is Vince, and I'm the host of a show called The RR Show. It stands for Reddit Readings. We're going to sit down twice a week, and I'm going to bring you the most entertaining stories from all of the best subreddits that exist online. Things like malicious compliance, petty revenge, hey, lady, I don't work here. Oh, there's so much more. Lots of great stories and things you won't believe. Like the one time this dude was caught in a bathroom with his friend and he was slapping them because that was the only way that he could actually legitimately help them. A mall cop comes in with a taser. Oh, yeah. The rest is history. It's going to be fun. I got like 20 seconds left, so I don't got much more time to tell you another story. But just join me on The RR Show. It's from Evergreen Podcast, produced in partnership with Wessler Media. So The RR Show, wherever you get podcasts, subscribe today. And it's like an adult story time. Let's hang out together. The RR Show. Subscribe today wherever you get your podcasts.